The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the May issue of Scout's Life. If we look at the front cover, we see that there's a troop. Looks like they're on a little hike here, with a caption underneath, 10,000 feet and climbing. Bears, backpacking, and the best views are all part of one epic Colorado trek. We're going to be looking for world record-setting kids, one of nature's most playful animals, plus comics and jokes and much, much more. Our first article, Hitch and Rack, page 2. Pedro answers reader mail. Dear Pedro, for years I have hidden in the shadows, keeping my true identity a secret. But now I must bring the truth to light. Pedro, the male burrow is a lie. I am the one and only male burrow in the world. Down with the imposter. I can't even... Bella, I thought we were friends. Dear Pedro, I am the senior patrol leader for my troop, and it has been quite the job trying to keep my troop running during the pandemic and the constantly changing guidelines. My troop has had meetings on Zoom, patrol-only activities, hybrid meetings where half of us are on Zoom and the other half are in person, fully in-person meetings at parks while abiding by CDC guidelines, as well as a campout where we all had to tent by ourselves. I'm very curious as to what other troops have done so. I can ensure my troop continues to have efficient and safe meetings, even when the situation is still so fluid. This is from Danielle in Oregonvale, California.
Sounds like you are doing a great job, Danielle. Way to keep on scouting. No imposters in your troop, for sure. If you need some more ideas, check out go.scoutlife.org/at home.
Dear Pedro, I really love your magazine. I love to wait by my mailbox and snatch it up. Question, have you ever surfed? Maybe an alpha wave? P.S. Why do you hate the boss so much? That's from Monty F. in Monrovia, Maryland. I've surfed the web, I've surfed TV channels, and I've used the surf move in Pokemon, but I've never surfed a wave.
This alfalfa wave you mentioned does sound delicious, though. As for the boss, I love the guy. He's just a little rough around the edges and takes some getting used to.
On to page 3, National Pet Day. Here's a nice picture of a nice pooch with a tennis ball in his mouth, dribbling. It is April 11th. Take this day to work on pets or dog care merit badges. Flip to page 5 to see how you can keep track of your pet from anywhere. As because we're still in April, heads up this month, Swing Away. Major League Baseball opening day is scheduled for April 1st. Calendar? April 30th, 1789, George Washington becomes the first president of the United States. News and notes, heads up. Community Pet Tracker. The Huon Smart Tag helps find your cat or dog when they're on the loose. You're alerted to their current location through the Huon Pet Protection Network app. Other users will be alerted when the lost pet in the network is within a 300-foot radius. The lightweight device is water-resistant and radiation-free and uses low-energy Bluetooth. It features a home alone mode, alerting your emergency contacts by text when your pet is left alone unexpectedly. Family, friends, and neighbors can also download the free app to receive alerts to find your pet. Read it. Birds are smart, fast, slow, colorful creatures that can adapt and survive in many environments. Learn everything you need to know about these feathery animals and birds. Explore their extraordinary world. By Miranda Kristovanoff and Angela Harding. Bloomsbury Children Books. The Adventures of Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls, adventurer and chief ambassador of World Scouting, tells Scout Live all about his newest project, Animals on the Loose. a You Versus Wild movie, now streaming on Netflix and appropriate for youth of Scouts BSA age. Grills also lets us in on his favorite place in the world and his scouting plans. As Chief Ambassador, Grills represents 50 million Scouts around the globe and helps promote scouting. Question, what attracted you to a career as an adventurer? Well, my father was a commando climber and was always such a big inspiration to me. He taught me to survive and climb at a young age. He also showed me that it was okay to have big dreams and that failing a few times is essential to success. What can Scouts learn from watching animals on the loose? A You Versus Wild movie. Answer. Well, it teaches young people skills such as resourcefulness, thinking under pressure, decision-making, and useful survival tips. We also want Scouts to understand the importance of being stewards of the Earth and doing our bit to save the planet and its species. Question. What is your biggest dream? To help expand the scouting community so it reaches the farthest corners of the Earth and more people are positively impacted. This is such a driving force for me. It is all about inspiring people to have an adventurous streak, a go-getter attitude, a love for life, and a willingness to go that extra mile to achieve their goals. Question, what is your favorite place that you visited? My perfect go-to spot is a small island hideaway in North Wales. It's where I feel most at home. We run everything totally off-grid. It's always a mission to get back and forth, especially in the dark or in bad weather. However, I love the challenge and wild nature of the place. And finally, question, what's one thing you've learned on your adventures that you want to share with Scouts? Answer, there is no place like home. Always be super grateful that you have family and friends to return to after long stretches away. Grills needs help, your help. Animals on the Loose, A You Versus Wild movie, is an interactive adventure that consists of three difficult tasks. Throughout the movie, you decide Grills every move by clicking on the on-screen choices provided. Everyone is counting on you, so choose wisely. Moving on to page 7, Ask the Gear Guy Heads Up. Question, every time it rains, the inside of my tent gets wet. And yes, I have a rain fly and a ground cover. The water still seeps through and gets my pillow and my sleeping bag wet. Any tips? That's from William Edwards in Edwards, California. Answer. Well, first check for any leaks. If you find one along the seam, apply a sealant like Gear Aid Seam Grip waterproof sealant and adhesive. For the rest of the tent, use a waterproofing spray to fortify the fabric's integrity. It works well. No leaks? The problem might be how you set up your ground cover. If your ground cover sticks out from the edge of your tent, rain will run underneath and can soak your gear through the floor, which isn't completely waterproof. Make sure your ground cover fits completely under your tent. For added protection, cut an interior footprint from a roll of plastic sheeting. You can get one at a hardware store for about $12. Cut it a little bigger than the tent floor so you can form it around the lower sides. The plastic liner will not only keep water out, but it also catch dirt you've tracked in. Just shake it out when you break camp. Stuff we like. Fog block spray. If you wear glasses, you've probably gotten annoyed by fogging lenses from wearing a face covering during the pandemic. KeySmart Fog Block Anti-Fog Spray can help you see clearly. The concoction of water, isopropyl alcohol, and sodium bicarbonate provides 24-hour relief from condensation. Clean your lenses, spray it on, and let it fully dry. The 1-ounce bottle should last about 120 sprays. If you're nervous about applying anything to your spectacles, you can try this trick. Since the mist forms primarily from your hot breath seeping from the mask, use micropore, surgical tape, or a couple adhesive bandages to secure the top of the covering to your face, preventing the hot air from escaping. Question. I'm having trouble finding a healthy energy bar that doesn't have too much sugar in its filling. Do you have any suggestions? Oh, that's from Carson in Austin, Texas. You're right. Many popular energy bars are sugary or unsatisfying. Find some better options by shopping keto. Bars cater to a ketogenic diet, very low carbs, high fat content, tend to avoid added sugars, and focus on protein to fill you up. Among my favorites are Atlas bars. Each 1.9-ounce bar contains only 1 gram of sugar and at least 15 grams of protein. They come in flavors such as peanut butter and raspberry, mint chocolate chip, and vanilla almond kai. I really like the peanut butter chocolate chip. Meat is also high in protein and low in sugar. DNX makes energy bars out of chicken, turkey, bison, and beef, each with fewer than 5 grams of sugar and at least 10 grams of protein. I, however, prefer the taste of DNX's meat sticks, especially the barbecue seasoned chicken. For a quick bite, try the GFB's gluten-free bites. These flavorful protein bites contain about 5 grams of sugar per serving and come in dark chocolate, coconut and cashew, and peanut butter and jelly varieties. Eat the whole bag and you'll get about 20 grams of protein. Scout Life Headliners, Making Connections. Eagle Scout helps those with disabilities. Kunal Mohindra, age 17, hometown, Yorktown Heights, New York. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troops 267, Yorktown Heights. Kunal made headlines as a state honoree for the 2020 Prudential Spirit of Community Awards. The scoop, Kunal won his award for his founding of Code Connect 411, a nonprofit that teaches coding, video game design, and robotics to youth with autism and other disabilities. To help with his mentoring and teaching at libraries and enrichment centers, he draws from his own experience with autism and the communication connection he made as a young boy through computer game programming. He says he uses computer science to help others improve their social skills and open up to the world. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. Go to goscoutlife.org/headliners. Softball superstar. Athlete ranks number 1 nationally. Jada Coleman, age 19, hometown, The Colony, Texas. Jada made headlines as the 2020 Gatorade National Softball Player of the Year and the consensus number 1 high school player in the country for the class of 2020. Jada was one of the only 2 high schoolers on the 2019 World Champion USA Softball Junior Women's National Team. She currently plays on scholarship for the University of Oklahoma. Evan Caswell, age 18, hometown, Coppell, Texas. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 845, Coppell. Evan made headlines for winning all his events in the 2020 cross-country season, including those at district and regional meets. At state, he placed 8th, helping to lead his high school team to a 5th-place finish. He holds the Coppell High School records in the 5K and 2-mile events. Rylan Colbert, age 13. His hometown is Hilo, Hawaii. His scout rank is 2nd-class scout, Troop 1019, Hilo. Ryan made headlines by being named a finalist in the 2020 Broadcom Masters, the nation's premier STEM competition for middle school students. Ryan's project, Ice Quakes, dealt with how ice compacts and the effect global warming has on that rate of compaction. He found that ice, like the top of glaciers, would compact together 0.77% faster every 1 degree Celsius the temperature goes up. This data can be applied to studies involving the densities of glaciers and can be used for satellite scans of glacial areas and interrupting ice cores. And finally, we have Patrick Ingham, age 16, hometown Oxford, Pennsylvania. His scout rank is Eagle Scout, Troop 18, West Grove, Pennsylvania. Patrick made headlines for competing in the 2018 and 2019 National History B and 2018 and 2019 National Geography Olympiad. Patrick placed in the top 10 in the 2019 Philadelphia Northern Regional National History B. Moving on to pages 10 through 13. Crossing the Divide. At 10,000 feet above sea level, scouts adjust to backpacking in the mountains. It's 3 a.m. when Austin Reeves wakes up to a rustling noise. Whatever is making the noise sounds big, really big, and is getting closer. It sounded like it was right outside my tent, the 12-year-old second-class scout says. I was pretty sure it was a bear. I woke up my tent buddy. We were freaking out because we didn't know what to do. Austin thinks he hears the bear's flaring nostrils sniffing around the boy's tent. Suddenly, he remembers a tip he learned early in the week for warding off bears. He reaches into his backpack and pulls out his dad's metal mess kit he'd borrowed for the trek. With the kit's pot in one hand and the pan in the other, he furiously clangs them together. Bang, 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 bang. It was really loud, Austin says. I could barely hear anything. He doesn't stop until the handles break off both the pot and pan. Then he listens. Silence. He emerges from the tent and spots the large tracks. Yes, a bear had wandered into Troop 321's campsite. The overnight encounter added to an already exciting trip for the guys from Long Beach, Mississippi. Elevation gain. Troop 321 traveled to Colorado for a week-long 32-mile backpacking trek across the Continental Divide last June. The Continental Divide is a natural boundary stretching from Alaska to the southern tip of Chile in South America. It separates river flows between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Some of its tallest points reside in Colorado. Hiking at 10,000 feet presented quite a challenge for the scouts who live almost at sea level. We were excited, but we were anxious, 12-year-old first-class scout Jacob Smager says. This was out of our comfort zone. The highest we had hiked was part of the Appalachian Trail. We were four times higher in Colorado. When you live nowhere near such an elevation, you have to improvise your training. Scouts prepared by climbing stairs and parking garages and going on a practice hike. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, scouts were screened before the trip and wore masks in public places. Another altitude precaution was not hitting the trail the day they arrived in Colorado. Instead, they allowed their bodies to adjust to the change in elevation by camping at an RV park for a couple of days. Altitude sickness can quickly sap your energy, give you a headache, and make you puke. Some complications can be fatal, so the scouts took it slowly. The first day we started hiking, it was very hard to breathe, says first-class scout Addison Carroll, age 12. Walking with a 40-pound pack made it harder to breathe. Summer snow day. For hiking uphill, the scouts used a caterpillar hiking technique. The method allowed them to frequently catch their breath without having to stop and wait for stragglers. We start off in a line. Then the leader takes 10 paces and steps off the trail. 13-year-old star scout Lucas Santiago says, after everybody passes, they get in the back of the line. Then the person in the front does the same, and so on and so on. Taking more frequent, shorter breaks also helped the group maintain a steady pace, even if it turned out slower than some scouts would have liked. The physical demands combined with the gradual progress created some unhappy campers. That is, until they saw their first small patch of snow. I've never seen real snow before, Addison says. It was even crazier to see it in June. For us, that was madness. And we have pictures of their adventure here on page 12. In memory of Doug Capps, Troop 321 Scoutmaster Doug Capps, who accompanied the unit on the Continental Divide trek, passed away in December due to complication of COVID-19 contracted over the trip. The troop asked that we proceed with telling his story. And then scouts set up camp near a patch of snow where the Colorado Trail crosses the Continental Divide. Some scouts had visited the mountains before on family vacations or even lived in Colorado briefly. But for many of these Southern scouts, this presented a new experience. They played in the snow for at least 15 minutes before picking up their packs again, and they wanted to stop at every snow patch they found afterward to play some more. But snow isn't always fun, especially if you're thirsty. Boiling snow takes a lot longer than you think, Lucas says. I scooped up the snow, and then I had to filter out the pine needles. It was 30 or 4 minutes by the time I had water in my bottle. Stunning sights. Despite the frustrations, the trek was rewarding overall. For most of the troop that backpacked across the divide, nicknamed the Divide Walkers, whose rewards came from the fantastic mountain views. At night, the scouts could gaze down on the twinkling lights of a distant town. A few scouts who hiked part of the trail and then trekked back to the RV park, nicknamed the Cave Explorers, toured the Cave of the Winds and rode on a zip line at a nearby park. They also visited a dinosaur fossil museum and checked out the towering sandstone formations at the Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. It was very fun. I enjoyed it a lot, says First Class Scout Christopher Spicer, age 12. The Cave Explorers group greeted the Divide Walkers as they finished their mountain journey. Together, the scouts enjoyed a pizza dinner and a trip to an old Western museum before heading home. I felt like I had done something, Addison says. I've done a big hike before when we did 50 miles of the Appalachian Trail. Now I can say I hiked at 10,000 feet. When in bear country. The bear that wandered into Troop 321's campsite was most likely a black bear, since they live in most states. Whenever you are camping where bears live, properly store your smellables, including food, trash, and toiletries, away from your campsite. However, a bear might still check out your campsite. If one does, stay calm, stand your ground, and wave your arms. Yell at the bear or make loud noises to scare it away, but don't imitate bear sounds or make high-pitched squeals. To a bear, those might sound like a wounded animal. The Divide Trail here. A couple of boys are at the Colorado Trail. If you want to hike across part of the Continental Divide, there are five states where you can do it. Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, and Wyoming. A scenic trail stretches across those five states, totaling 3,100 miles. It crosses deserts, grassy plains, mountains, and national parks, including Yellowstone and Glacier. The trail is longer than the Appalachian, which measures 2,190 miles, and the Pacific Crest, which is 2,650 miles long. The longest scenic trail in America is the North Country at 4,600 miles. On the bottom right, we see Bailey Morgan leads the troop on the Colorado Trail. On the bottom left, scouts and adult leaders wear masks at one of the mountain passes that crosses the Continental Divide. Can you guess, can you set a Guinness World Record? Record-setting kids. After a traumatizing haircut when she was six, Nilshani Patel of India decided to never cut her hair again. She holds a record for longest hair on a teen, 6 feet, 6.7 inches, a record title updated in 2020. Each annual edition of Guinness World Records collects mind-blowing accomplishments from around the globe. Some records are a work of nature. For example, Lars Mutz of Berlin, Germany, holds the record for the largest hands on a teenager. In 2019, the 17-year-old hands were each 9.17 inches from the wrist to the top of the middle finger. Lars also holds the record for the largest feet on the male teen. Measured when he was 16, his left foot was 13.79 inches long and his right was 13.77 inches. Other records are achieved through a lot of hard work, such as fastest time to solve three Rubik's Cubes while juggling. At age 13 in 2018, Kei Jinyu of Japan, Zhujian, China, set a record of 5 minutes, 2.43 seconds. This bested his previous record of 5 minutes, 6.61 seconds. Here are a few more. The record for youngest drummer was achieved by 4-year-old Julian Pavone of Detroit, Michigan. Guinness World Record holds requires a drummer to have played on at least one commercial album, be paid for their skills, and have given at least 20 concerts of 45 minutes or longer within a 5-year period. Julian met all these when he played the drums in his 20th concert in 2009. His first album, Go Baby, was released when he was just 20 months old. Henry Cabelas of Eugene, Oregon, set a record at age 17 by performing 20 consecutive bat flips on a pogo stick in 2017. In 2011, students in Parma, Ohio, set the record for longest marathon playing kickball, 51 hours. The game lasted 474 innings with a final score of 431-306 and was held to raise money for pediatric cancer patients. Can you set a Guinness World Record? Could you be the next Guinness World Records title holder? Guinness World Records received an average of 1,000 applications a week from individuals seeking to set a record. To start yours, go to go.scoutlife.org/worldrecords. You can try to beat an established record or suggest a new one. With an existing record, you receive the full guidelines and evidence requirements. An application for a new record will be assessed to see if it meets the criteria for a new category. It's then up to you to make your record-breaking attempt. If successful, you'll be required to provide all evidence, which can include photos, video, and witness statements. The evidence will go through a review process, which takes 12 to 15 weeks, says Caitlin Vesper, Guinness World Records Senior Records Manager. If a new record is achieved, the applicant will receive a certificate with the official Guinness World Records seal detailing their achievement. Vesper adds that they will not review applications for record attempts that are illegal, significantly dangerous, or harmful to animals. Guinness World Records set by scouts. The BSA has been involved in a number of Guinness World Records attempts over the years. Largest marble game tournament, 876 participants at an event in 2010, organized by the BSA with Dunkin' Toys in DeVore, California. Longest Pinewood Derby track, 1,819 feet, 3.75 inches, built in 2016 by Mid-America Council in Ashland, Nebraska. Largest welding lesson, 275 participants, achieved by Three Fires Council in Willowbrook, Illinois in 2015. Most people playing with a yo-yo simultaneously, 2,036 participants at an event organized by Boys Life and Omega Corporation, the 2010 National Jamboree. Fastest time to tie six scout knots, 8.1 seconds, set in 1977 by Clinton R. Bailey in Pacific City, Oregon. He tied a square knot, sheep bend, sheep shank, club hitch, round turn, and two half hitches and a bowline on individual ropes. Let's have a quick think and grin. Coach, what is the best way to talk to a fish? Courtney, what? Coach, drop it a line. Josiah, what kind of vegetable do you need when you have a flat tire? Gabe, no idea. Josiah, asparagus. That's from Josiah Greer in Greer, South Carolina. Andrew, how did one scout teach the other scout to sharpen his pocket knife? Isaiah, I don't know. How? Andrew, he used the edge method. That's from Andrew in Alhambra, California. And finally, Henry, how do you know if a glass is feeling sad? Jeff, I don't know. It's shattered. That's from Henry from Concord, New Hampshire. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.